broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. It's going to be another wonderful day, mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the morning, partly cloudy, isolated showers in the afternoon. That's pretty much on the leeward side. Expect just a few more showers in the morning on the windward side, and then sunny, and the high today expected to be only 88 degrees, and the winds are easterly, fortunately, 10 to 20 miles per hour. We got a great show for you. It feels like it must be Sunday, given how many rounds of golf we've seen these guys play. It's the Masters at Augusta National, yes, in November. And the course looks fantastic after a massive rainfall just dumped on the course at the very beginning after the ceremonial tee shots from Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player. So inspirational to see wife Barbara in the caddy get up there standing next to Jack. It was really a wonderful scene on the ceremonial tee. But then it just rained, and it rained and rained. I think it was a two-hour-plus rain delay. So we're still catching up. Tiger Woods and those last out from yesterday finished up their second round today. It's going to be a long day for Tiger Woods. But before I start getting into too much detail, let's bring in, first of all, I got to tell you, we've got a great show. Ron Cyrak is with us. He's at Augusta National on the golf course. And Forrest Richardson is the president of the American Society of Golf Course Architects coming in. And Sandy Crowley is going to be with us. She's at Augusta National. And Barney Adams, of course, you know him, founder of Adams Golf, creator of Tight Lies, creator and advocate of Tee It Forward. And he's doing the stability shaft now. But he's got some thoughts on distance and what to do about it. And Mark Rolfing is going to wrap the show. But we're starting off with Ron Cyrak after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Aloha Power Equipment. Two great locations, Sand Island and Waipahu, for all of your power equipment, life-saving generators, lawnmowers, weed whackers, and more. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Futura Stone. Turn your home project, your paving project, your warehouse flooring into artwork. Specializing in natural stones like Brazilian quartzite, Aquapite on-site stormwater source control systems, interlocking concrete pavers, and now polished colored concrete floors. Futura Stone, only the best. And Creative Plumbing. Starting a new project from the ground up, taking on a complete renovation, replacing your high-rise wastewater system, custom home, townhouse, high-rise, warehouse, or shopping center. Call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And now, Danielle Tucker.
Yes, in the clubhouse now, Ron Cyrak. He's at Augusta National Golf Course for the 2020 Masters, his 32nd Masters tournament this year, writing for Augusta National Golf Club's annual hardcover. Usually hear him special for the LPGA as well, of course, Golf Channel contributor. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Danielle, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure to be on with you.
Yeah, are you inside the media center?
I am in the media center right now with the final group is just going off. And as you said, we lost about 3 hours on Thursday to weather. And, you know, being this time of the year with the short daylight, no daylight savings time, hopefully we can get, if there's no more delays today, we should be able to get caught back up and then we can actually and the third round today and start the final round on Sunday.
So the final round Sunday. Boy, but do we have a stacked leaderboard? It is incredible the numbers of top golfers who are at the top of this leaderboard. And, of course, the number one in the world, Dustin Johnson, just one of them. But it's Abraham Anser, Cameron Smith, Justin Thomas, Dustin Johnson, John Rahm. It's such an international field. And all of them vying for that number one position, but they're being hunted. What's your sense after 32 years watching? What's your take on this year?
Well, you know, I mean, one of the things about both the weather and the time of the year is the course is a little bit softer, a little bit slower than it normally is. And I think what that's meant, the leading score is about where we would normally have it after 36 holes. But I think the rest of the field is sort of bunched up. And what we've got is going into the weekend, going into this final 36 holes, we got several dozen players who are still very, very, very much in the mix. And as you said, there's almost none of the big-name players that we were thinking of coming in here have played their way out of contention. You know, they're all still, there's a lot of names. You know, you even go back to Tiger lurking back there four strokes back. You know, that's a very, very doable distance. And it's going to be fascinating to see what happens today and who puts themselves in position to make a move tomorrow.
Yeah, and Bryson DeChambeau, he was the pick going into the Masters. He said this was a par 67 for his game. It's a par 72 course. Give us your take.
You know, you don't want to poke the bear, and you don't want to say that Augusta National is a par 67 for me, because all those demons out there are going to make it come back at you. And he sort of got his comeuppance in a bit of bad luck yesterday when he lost the ball pretty much in the fairway or just off the fairway on number three when it plugged and they couldn't find it. They actually found it after the 3 minutes were up, and he had to take a two-stroke penalty there and made a triple bogey on what for him is a drivable par four hole. But, you know, the way DeChambeau hits the golf ball and the fact that there are four par fives here that he can reach into, despite the fact that he shot 74 in the second round, he could play his way right back into it today.
Wow. Now, that's a big statement because he almost missed the cut. One player made the big difference for a lot of players. So we have a field of 65, and that's pretty large.
Yeah, 60 made the cut, and actually DeChambeau finished bogey-bogey, or else we'd have had a smaller number than that. We might have had just 50 making it. This year, one of the things that they've done differently this year is they used to have a 10-stroke rule here where it was low 50 in ties and everyone within 10 of the lead. They got rid of that this year. So another eight players would have made it into the field. All those people at plus one under last year's rules would have qualified for the weekend, but this year they didn't make it. It was just a top 50 in ties.
You really took me when you talked about walking out. And I mean, I was there once and walking on the grounds, I found myself just leaving the par three on Wednesday, that contest, and I just walked Augusta National all by myself. It was a wonderful, wonderful feeling. There was no one. I saw Bernard Langer and his caddy practicing, but I'd come across one person, two people. No one was on 16 skipping balls. It was so quiet. And you talk about walking out and looking with none of the grandstands, none of the patrons. How does it feel?
Yeah, you know, I've gone down to Amen Corner and just stood behind 12 green and just watch groups come through and play because there's nobody there. There's grandstands right there and people are watching people hit their shots into the par three 12 green. There's no grandstands, no spectators, and a different sort of color this time of the year. Instead of those bright colored flower colors of springtime, we have those more muted browns and golds and yellows of the fall here. It's an entirely different beauty of the golf course. And the fact that there's nothing to obstruct your views here really makes you appreciate the golf course even more. I mean, this is a brilliant, brilliant golf course. And you see that all the time, but I one of the things I started to realize, I was walking yesterday between 18 green and 9 green, and I'm just saying, wow, these two greens are really close together. And normally there are a sea of patrons between the two, and it feels like they're farther apart. But you realize this is an old-style golf course built back at a time before riding carts, when they made it a convenient place to walk. And just there was just a lot of intricacies and subtleties of the golf course that I've come to appreciate even more this year than in the past.
Yeah, I was watching the coverage early this morning, and I was struck by the reflection of the pines in the water. It was so perfectly still. It looked like the trees were in the water. I can't describe it. And having the completely clear shot of those ponds with the reflection, and then seeing the trees and just the players on the golf course at Augusta National, it's truly a brand new experience for all of us watching, and really something to celebrate. It's really magnificent. Speaking of the 16 earlier, I mentioned 16 is where they skip the balls intentionally across the pond, making the spectators, the patrons, so absolutely thrilled to see these magical shots that are created. And this is just during practice round days. They don't do this in competition. But did John Rahm have that one? I know that was an incredible hole-in-one.
Yeah, you know, the strange thing is the day before he made a hole-in-one on number four, just playing it, hitting a normal shot in a practice round. And then he came over and decided to do the skip the ball across the water thing on 16, and he skipped it across the water and holed it out for another hole-in-one. It was, and fortunately, somebody was there to get it on video, and they were able to get it up, and it got, like, you know, in a matter of a couple of hours, it got like 9 million hits, 9 million views.
I'm not surprised. The way it came out of the water and hit the green and then just curled right perfectly. I don't think you could have planned that shot. That was just amazing. Must have been the best.
I'll tell you, one of the things, Danielle, while we're talking about that, has really struck me this year, too, is how much the Augusta National is embracing new media and new forms of trying to popularize the game of golf. They've really taken their leadership role in the game very, very, very seriously, and are using this tournament as a platform to help grow the overall game of golf. They're doing a whole lot on social media, you know, including things like posting videos of Rahm's skip shot hole-in-one, which is not something they would have done in the past. And it's been very impressive to see over the last, you know, probably 15 years, they've created the Asia Pacific Amateur Championship, the Latin American Amateur Championship, the Augusta National Women's Amateur, the Drive, Chip, and Putt Contest. They announced this year that they're going to endow a scholarship at Payne College, a historically black college in Augusta, Georgia, in the name of Lee Elder, who was the first African-American to play in the Masters in 1975. They're just doing all these things to really take the profile of this tournament and use it for not only the greater good of the game of golf, but for the greater good in general.
Yeah,
impressive.
It truly is, and it seems like in addition to the scholarship, they're going to infuse support into the Augusta community as well, sort of, you know, elevating the entire community of Augusta, Georgia, which it can use that. It needs that. There's this one year out of the calendar year, or one day out of the calendar year, when it's, you know, the focus, and there's so much money, for want of a better way of describing it, very quickly, in Augusta, and then it's gone, and you see Washington Road, and it's like, it needs to be spruced up, and it seems like that's what the members want to do for Augusta.
Yeah, Augusta National brought in three of its corporate partners, and they each are kicking in $2.5 million each, so $10 million overall. And they're pouring it into a needy community in Augusta to help build a boys and girls club, to help build a health center, to do nutritional and literacy programs, and just really again taking a leadership role in leveraging this tournament for a much, much greater good than just the good of the club.
It's wonderful. Absolutely fabulous. I mentioned the ceremonial tee shot with Jack Nicklaus. Wife Barbara wasn't all that thrilled at the idea of wearing the caddy garb, right?
Yeah, the whole opening thing was very, very bizarre because, first of all, it was, about a minute and a half after the sun came up. And then when the sun came up, because there was a cloud cover, it was still dark. And, and Nicklaus, of course, is very, very funny. He said, well, the good thing was it was so dark, no one could see where my ball went. but to still have that and to have Gary and Jack there. And next year, Lee Elder is going to join them on the first tee, and they wanted, this is the 45th anniversary of when Lee Elder became the first black to play in the Masters, but they want to wait and do it next year when there are patrons here so that he can have that honor in front of thousands of people on the first tee rather than just, on Thursday this year, there was a few dozen people on the first tee.
Yeah. Hey, let's get back to some of the players that Rory McIlroy would have a better shot at actually completing his career Grand Slam. And I need to ask you, are the members at Augusta National helping out? I thought it was, one of the members got his green jacket dirty when he went to help Rory find his ball.
Yeah, all the committees at this tournament are chaired by Augusta National members, the media committee, the rules committee, the grounds committees, all those committees that you would have at any tournament are all chaired by people wearing green jackets. And there was quite a crew of people out looking for that golf ball out there. And as I said, they found it just a couple of minutes too late.
Yeah. And Bernhard Langer. Yes, I mean, yep. The oldest player to make the cut, 63. Wow.
Yeah. He made a cool point. He said when he played his first Masters in 1982, one of the honorary starters was Gene Sarazen, who was born in 1902. And the youngest player in the field this year, Abel Gallegos, who was the Latin American Amateur Championship, was born in 2002. So Langer is a link between a guy who was born in 1902 and a guy who was born in 2002.
Isn't that the beauty of golf?
Yes, it is. It's absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. On Brooks Koepka, he's back. He seems to be in fine form.
I think he probably missed the reps, missed the practice time out there that he needed. But physically, he seems to be doing just fine.
Okay, good. That's excellent. All right, Ron Cyrak, it's a pleasure always to get your insight. I've got to ask you one final question. The Augusta National Golf Club annual hardcover, that only goes out to the members, right?
Yeah, I think that, and it's in the corporate partners. I don't think it'll be interesting to see if they ever do make that available more in a wider spread area, in a wider spread way, but it's, as of now, they don't. No.
Yeah. Well, I'm thrilled that you're writing for the annual hardcover, and maybe you can share some of your articles if that's permissible. Thank you so much for being in the clubhouse with us this morning from Augusta National. It's Ron Cyrak. He's a contributor for Golf Channel and special to the LPGA. Will you be covering the Pelican next week?
I'll be covering it remotely, and then we head down the home stretch, and probably remotely too. I'll be doing the U.S. Women's Open, and then the LPGA Tour Championship. So we've got four more tournaments to go for the LPGA season to wind down here.
Fantastic. Always good talking with you, Ron. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on. Talk to you down the road.
Aloha. Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay, we're going to come back. Forrest Richardson is the new president of the American Society of Golf Course Architects. He's got a connection with Hawaii. I'm sure this is the Forrest Richardson. If that name sounds familiar, we'll be back with him after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What's worse than living with constant pain, not doing anything about it? Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson. Okay, we got a 920 at Makalei if you'd like to play, if you're inspired. Poipu Bay has an 850, a web only for Kapolei. You have to make your reservations that way. Royal Hawaiian Country Club is a 930. On Maui, there's a 1040 at the Maui Nui, and we've got the Wailea Gold Course, 1130 and 1230. The Seabury Hall Tournament is happening at Emerald Course. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. And Bayview, 836, 912, 1010, 1120. And Bayview celebrated the Coast Guard Commander's birthday yesterday. So celebrate your next birthday at Bayview Golf Course. And if you'd like to build team spirit at your company, book your next golf tournament at Bayview. They'll help you get organized. Call Eric, 247-0451, extension 2.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
While the tourists are away, Waikiki hotels are renovating. Ross's Appliances and Furniture is scored big and is passing the savings on to you. Hundreds of items, beautiful high-end tropical furniture, dressers, nightstands, desks, chairs, koa-framed art, banana leaf mirrors, and much more, all priced to sell fast. Ross's even has desks for your distant learner at home. Ross's on Mokuea Street in Kalihi. Ross's open 7 days a week from 8 to 6. Ross's will save you hundreds of dollars, and we guarantee it.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Forrest Richardson is president of the American Society of Golf Course Architects, and in Forrest Richardson's vision, a golf course designer's job is to get the players to come back to the course time after time. And he started life as a golf course architect really early. He designed a pitch and putt course in his backyard when he was just a kid. Welcome into the clubhouse, Forrest Richardson.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So your parents didn't mind you were tearing up the backyard?
No. In fact, for my, I think it was my 10th or 11th birthday, my birthday gift was a big pile of dirt delivered from a dump truck. Can you believe that? So,
that's what I call a
What better gift for a kid, right?
Yes, a very supportive parental group there. I love your parents. Okay, you've had a lot of experience. You actually lived here in Hawaii. You were general manager at Ko'olina.
Well, that was not me. Jack Snyder, my mentor, was a resident of Maui for several years. His daughters went to high school there, and he worked for Kanapali. And the story goes that he came over to the islands, I think, in about 1969-70 to do consulting, because there really wasn't anyone in the islands who really knew a lot about Bermuda grass at the time. And Jack came over, and AmFac kept trying to hire him. You know, would you please come to work for us? No. He was in Phoenix. And then one thing led to another, and he and his wife and his two girls moved over, and And they loved it. They did their job, and after 3 or 4 years, they came back to the mainland. But it was a great stint for Jack, and at one time, he had designed more courses in Hawaii than anyone else. He had worked for all the big three, you know, AmFac and Alexander and Baldwin, and he was working on the Big Island and Maui, and he just loved Hawaii. Hawaii was in his blood.
Yeah, he designed Ka'anapali's South Course, as we call it now, the Kai Course, the Wailea Blue Course, what was called the Wailea Orange Course. Now there's the Gold and the Emerald, and I think Robert Trent Jones Jr. did those two golf courses. But I'm not sure what happened to the Orange Course, if it was absorbed.
The Orange Course, you can use a lot of words. Jack always said Bobby Robert Trent Jones Jr. cannibalized the Orange Course, but I mean that was Jack's words. But I mean he understood that they needed to build a new course, and their choice was to do the Orange and the Emerald, and they came out great, wonderful courses. But you know, it's funny, whenever I come to Hawaii, or whenever I'm talking to one of the locals who knows Maui, they say, "Man, I miss the Orange Course. What a joy that was! It was a very roly poly." And the big Kiabi trees were towering, and it was just really magical. There were little ancient walls left off to the sides of some of the fairways, and behind one of the greens, I think it might have been number two, there was a little ancient ruin, and Jack left it there purposely. He didn't want to touch it. But the Orange Course was special. It was a very, very special place.
Kind of like the Volcano Country Club, which is, you know, very special but closed right now. And the Sea Mountain on the Big Island in Pahala. He was ahead of his time with the Napili Kai putting course.
Jack really was ahead of his time. He was doing so many creative things. And I visited the little putting course over on Maui for the first time about 10 years ago. And you know, it was wonderful to see people still enjoying it, and you know, right on the edge of the water, and with the views, and you know, it just proves that you can do things in small spaces. I mean, Augusta, for example. I mean, there's no par three tournament this year, but what a fun little venue that is, you know, at Augusta.
Yes, absolutely. Now, where did you spend time when you were in Hawaii?
Well, I had three projects over there. All of them were timed incredibly bad, but I worked on Molokai Ranch for a number of years, and I fell in love with Molokai and really got to know the island and of course the golf course there. You know, way down on the dry end of the island is the. Just an amazing setting for golf if it ever could come back. I also worked on a project on the Big Island called Kealakehe, which was a tremendous project for the county. And, you know, again, it was the wrong time, perhaps a little ahead of its time. And then we've, over the years, done some work on Wailea Blue, which has been a joy because, you know, that's where Jack really got his start in Hawaii. That's what kind of, well, it put Kihei on the map.
Yes.
You know, he told the story many times. He would tell me, he'd say, "Forrest, I drove down a dirt road past Kihei. There was nothing out here, nothing at all."
That's true.
And of course, that blue course was the very first thing to get built at Wailea, pretty much.
Yeah.
And it was the blue course that ushered in, you know, really what's now Wailea, and what a magical place that is.
Yeah, just the resort community is awesome. And Wailea Blue is a fabulous golf course. I mentioned the tee times earlier. So let's take a look at Augusta National. Sometimes, you know, with their sub-air systems, not just underneath the greens, but under the landing areas, you know, I'd make a joke that underneath Augusta National, there is actually a forest and fairways, and they can just, you know, hoist them up whenever they need something out from underneath. But it's not so much of a joke because they use everything underground. There's an entire system taking care of that golf course.
There is, and it's getting more advanced as we speak. You know, Augusta's done a lot of work in the community to move patrons and workers and concession food and things like that around the property, and it's very, very fascinating. But there's an entire system underground, and that's why, frankly, they were able to shift the date of this year's tournament and keep things as great as it is. It's going to be exciting to watch. I think that Bryson sort of fell apart the other day, and that was sad. He says he's not feeling well, but it's going to be fun to see how it all shakes out. And you mentioned earlier about Bernhard Langer. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Bernhard Langer is playing. Tremendous. Yeah.
Yes, I was lucky because when I was walking Augusta National by myself. And I say that because it's like being in a church when you're up in the back and there's no one around and it's just you and nature. It's wonderful. Looking at what's happening with our game now, the long drive, the pitch, the putt, you know, when we talk about drive, pit, putt, a pitch, putt, it seems like right now the game is going toward those three. You drive it far, you pitch it on, you put it out. And
what a shame, because, you know, one of the toughest shots in the game is the longer shot to the target, to the hole. And, I quote a lot of times, I quote William Flynn, who was a great Golden Age golf designer. He used to say that the three hallmarks of great golf design were accuracy, carry, and length. And then he made a point of indicating that the order was exceedingly important, that accuracy really is where we should reward play. I'm all for scoring success, okay? So I love to see eagles and birdie tries, and I think we ought to give the average player more opportunities for that. But after a while, if you had to just watch, if someone just put you at the tee at Augusta National on 15 or 13 or whatever, and just made you stay there and watch drives, that would be pretty boring. But standing around the green and watching those shots come in and possible of going in the hole or getting close to the hole, that's where the fun is of the game, and that's what we should really be focused on. It's not, length should be at the end of the list, and William Flynn was right, in my opinion.
Yeah. In your vision, I was listening to something that you did. It's now on YouTube. You can look it for it, by the way, folks. Forrest Richardson is his name, Forrest Richardson, standard spelling. And it's a really great compilation of your statements about what golf can do. And when you talk about the golf course designer's job is to get players to come back to the course time after time, it's wonderful, and it adds to the social connections you speak of about golf bringing people together and connecting the world.
Well, we've seen that, haven't we, during COVID. I mean, it's the perfect activity to, with built-in social distancing, and yet you're able to socialize, talk to people, walk with people, communicate, have fun, be with family, be with friends, meet new people, and all in the outdoors. And golf is as you know, is seeing a tremendous surge because worldwide it's one of the few things that people can do safely and still recreate. I'm absolutely upset, if you will, that the United Kingdom is opting to close golf courses during their closure. I think it's terribly misguided. And if you look back at the Spanish flu epidemic, golf was open and flourishing.
Yes.
Throughout Europe and elsewhere. And so, but, you know, I appreciate you mentioning the video, and you can go to ASGCA.org and find it. And you mentioned YouTube. But my message is really, we need to think outside the box, and we shouldn't just assume that every golf experience is 7,000 yards, par 72, standard format. People today are, they think they have less time. They have the same amount of time as they always had, but they have so many more things to occupy their mind and their day. And we need to sell golf in smaller increments, you know, six holes, nine holes, or short courses, or you know, you mentioned the pitch and putt in my backyard. Maybe I was ahead of my time, but you know, the idea is that you can enjoy this wonderful game in so many ways, and really have fun with it. And it isn't just one size fits all.
And that's, and I'm paraphrasing. You mentioned the future is to plan smaller footprints and give people back time to have it. You know, give them that time. You're giving time back to them, because instead of having to spend 5 hours, you know, getting there, getting ready, getting on the course, getting off the course, getting home, that can be a lot. But you know, you give people.
Well, we're always going to have those full, you know, buddy trips and want to go play an 18-hole course and whatever. But you know, how important is it to some people to maybe spend 2 or 3 hours playing the game and then another hour or more enjoying the veranda, looking out over the views, sharing a beverage, sharing a meal? And I think families, this is an important aspect of the game. We need to bring families into the game, and the way we do that is involving everyone in the household, not just you know, mom and dad, but the kids. And then we need to keep people playing into their 80s and 90s and beyond. I mean, there's an entire new generation of people that are going to live longer, and they're not going to want to sit around idle. They're going to be healthier, and what better place to bring them than a golf course?
Yes, and the practice areas you speak of, focusing on fun, could that be the Topgolf type places?
I think it could. I think, you know, if you asked the USGA and the RNA 10 years ago, even, what is golf? What is golf? They would probably not have said Topgolf or miniature golf or little pitching courses or simulators or things like that. I think that's different today. I think if you ask the major governing bodies around the world, is Topgolf golf? I think they would admit, yeah, it's golf. It's a different form of golf. It's not green grass golf. It's real grass golf. It's something different. But I think there's a lesson to be learned, and we're seeing it already. I mean, you know, think of the technology now that, you know, as we're talking here, there's people out enjoying golf courses in Hawaii, and they have smartphones with them. And my goodness, how are that they're connected. Just in the last few years, they've got music, they've got course information, they've got shot data, they've got links to their clubs, they've got a way to summons the beverage cart to order something.
Yes.
At the turn.
Yes.
And I mean, that's just amazing to me. And you know what? That's just going to keep on. And I just have a really fun time thinking what's coming down the road with technology. And imagine the fun that we can build into our golf courses with technology.
Yes, and they could be listening to this show right now at RadioGolfClub.com, streaming live. Forrest Richardson, President, American Society of Golf Course Architects, thanks so much for being on the show. I'm looking forward to talking to you again about reversible routing and some of the other ideas that you have to, you know, make golf courses smaller and not take up so much space so they're less expensive. Thank you so much.
I'll look forward to it, and maybe I will come over there and we'll have an iced tea together and enjoy it in person.
I'd love that. Thank you. Thank you very much for being on the show. Aloha. We're going to come back. We've got Sandy Crowley. Okay, it's really Augusta Golf Girl. Okay, Augusta Golf Girl's in the house right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gonna go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Here's the local rules sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Sandy Crowley, she's founder of Artist Agency, artistagency.com. Go there. A creative agency focused on supporting local creatives and creative businesses with business consulting, digital media services. They've got gallery space where they host events, shows, pop-ups. Great idea for somebody here in Hawaii. But we know her on Twitter and Instagram as Augusta Golf Girl, sharing her love of Augusta, Georgia, the Masters Golf Tournament, to everyone around the world. And her first trip inside the gates, she was 16. I'm not going to tell you how many years ago that was. Welcome into the clubhouse, Sandy.
Hi, Danielle. I want to hire you to do like a daily intro for me. That's great.
My pleasure.
So good to, yeah, it's so good to talk to you again.
It's good to talk to you. It must be interesting, though. I mean, Augusta, tell us what it's like with the Masters Week in Augusta in November and COVID. What's up?
So did you ever watch Stranger Things?
Yes.
The show?
Yes.
Okay, that's what Augusta feels like right now. It feels like the upside down. Everything is strange. It's just weird, but in a really cool way, because we have golf going on in Augusta, Georgia this week. So we're fine with that. But we also have Christmas trees being put up in our city. So it's really, really strange to walk down the street and our city is hanging Christmas lights and Christmas wreaths. And we have leaves everywhere. And yes, we still have some azaleas blooming, believe it or not. So it's just a really strange feeling. Even as a local, you know, we're so accustomed to every year being, oh, okay, we're going to rent our houses out. We're going to go take a great vacation. And, you know, all the locals kind of get out of town and go do their thing. And this year, probably 90% of the locals are in town. So it's like we're having a party on a, like, it's so cool to watch because I'm seeing my friends, my local friends, you know, post on their social media, like they're having Masters brunch at home, you know, with their Taste of the Masters boxes that they ordered. And it's just, it's the upside down. But, you know, at the end of the day in 2020, if this is the worst that it is, I mean, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I think it has finally dawned on some of us, especially myself, how this is pretty much going to be, I think, a once-in-a-lifetime experience to have the Masters in the fall. It's just, and with no patrons, you know, that's unheard of. To the biggest thing about Augusta is going out there and, you know, hearing the crowds and, you know, all of that. And I can't even imagine walking behind Tiger this week. I mean, I'm sure he's just like, hey, well, where's all the people, you know, So it's really strange.
Yes, it is.
A lot of the businesses that I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it is, because you know when I'm watching, let's say Tiger got a birdie, and you hear this.
Yeah, like what is that? That's Tiger Woods. Like, that's the defending champion. That's like the GOAT himself chasing Jack Nicklaus's record on the course this week. I mean, this could be it. And, you know, we got like golf claps. Like, come on. You know, there's a part of me that, you know, as much as I want to see Tiger come in there. And by the way, I picked JT back in January. His mental game is there. His physical game is there. He's got it, and he wants it badly. If you stalk his Instagram a little bit, that boy's been putting in some work. So I picked him back in January, and then somewhere along the way this summer, I was like, you know, Dustin, you know, he's looking good too, and his head is on straight. Because the thing about the Masters is you can play the course really, really well. But the one thing that we learned through Sergio's win is when your head is on straight, that's when you win. So golf is a mental game as well. So it's been really strange to watch this year. So I picked JT back in January, and you know, he's lighting it up right now.
He's looking good.
Oh my God! I mean, they're killing it. But the thing about it is, you know, everyone wants Tiger to win again. They're like, you know, that'd be so cool for him to win back to back, and you know, that'd be the year that he finally reaches Jack's record. But I just don't think I want it this year. I think I want that crowd to be there. I think I want him to have that whole experience of, yeah, I did it, you know. So I don't know, call me a sentimental person, but you know.
No, I totally understand, and it fuels him. I mean, right now, Dustin Johnson is 11 under, and there are 8 or 9 guys at 9 under, you know, including Justin Thomas. It's an incredible field. But speaking of weird, something else that's weird in Augusta right now, college football game day is at Augusta National on the par 3 course.
You know, it's going to the Masters and being, or even just having the tournament, is just such a huge thing around the world, but especially here locally. The locals just, we love our tournament. But let me tell you, if there's something that we love in the South just as much as we love the Masters, it would be college football. There are people that have come in and they're like, wow, you guys are nuts about your college football. Like, it's almost like NFL. No, in the South, it's like more important than the NFL. I hate to say that, but it is. College football is just so...
It's life. It's life.
Yeah.
That's how someone described it. I need to ask you about a song that just... It just haunts me. And I understand there are 3 Masters theme songs, but the one that really gets me is Danny Cope's A Perfect Day. Liz Reynolds singing, Why Don't We Wait Here? I Just Want to Stay Here. I hear that on Golf Channel all the time. And it makes me want to literally, I understand. I wanted to stay at Augusta National. I didn't want to leave.
Nobody wants to leave. We want to sleep there. Like, they should totally have camping and, you know, let's just stay there all night. I mean, it's so hard to leave the course. Even if you know you're coming back the next day, when you're leaving, you're just like, oh, man, do we have to go? Like, it's just anyone that's ever been on the course, and I know you've been fortunate enough to go out there, you know, until you go, because they're like, what is the deal? You know, the Masters, Augusta National, it's a golf course in Georgia. Like, how great can it be? The hills of Augusta, I mean, I see an ultramarathon that couldn't hold a candle to those hills. So that golf course is just, it's definitely amazing. Going back to the theme songs, something to know about me is that I actually cry. I'm that weirdo that I love the Masters so much that the first time I hear that music, when the Masters comes on, when the week comes on, mm-hmm. they play that intro. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I mean, because it's more than just a golf tournament to me. It is these players that have put so much time and effort and work into their game and their careers, and they've worked their tails off to be there. And I just think at the end of that week, someone is going to just reach their goal, reach their dream, put that green jacket on. They're in for life. Like, wouldn't you cry too if you're thinking that you have an opportunity to be invited to play at the Masters for the rest of your life?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's it's truly amazing. And, you know, in hearing all the stories about the guys who spend any time in the crow's nest, you know, and you don't realize that five guys sleep there and there's one bathroom, you know, and they have to charge the, and it's only for amateurs, and they have to be charged something for dinner. And it escapes me now who was talking about it, but he was eating two steaks, and finally somebody said, you know, we're going to have to charge you for each one of those steaks, which was like $1 a piece or $2 a piece. And when you go to Augusta National, the sandwiches, I prefer the egg salad, okay? I know everybody makes a big deal about the pimento cheese, but I really love the egg salad. And what are they, $1.50?
I think they're $2 now.
$2.
They went up on the price just a little bit. But I'm also an egg salad girl.
Oh, yes.
I love the pimento cheese. I think it's great. I did get the Taste of the Masters box this year. And one thing that occurred to me, because I'm a foodie, is I read the ingredients on the side of it. I'm like, holy crap, I might be able to replicate this recipe. Maybe.
Wait a minute. That's a top secret. I thought that was top secret of what's inside. You mean
yeah, well, hey, it's on the side, the ingredients. So Sandy will be in her kitchen for the next 6 months playing around with all the ingredients.
That is fantastic. Yeah. Sandy Crowley, founder of Artist Agency, artistagency.com. You can find her there, of course. It's a creative agency focused on supporting local creatives and creative businesses with business consulting and digital media services. They've got gallery space. They host events, shows, pop-ups. I think that's a fantastic idea for today's time. Sandy, thank you so much for being on the show, and I hope we talk again sooner. I look back, and it's been forever since you've been on the show.
I know. I'm dipping my toe back in the golf world. So
thank you.
Expect more.
Okay.
I really love talking with you.
Thank you so much, Sandy.
Thank you.
Aloha.
All right, bye-bye.
We're going to come back. Barney Adams, founder of Adams Golf and creator of Tight Lies, and he also created Tee It Forward. He's got some thoughts about, you know, a 350-yard carry. How about a 402-yard carry? I mean, that's what Bryson DeChambeau did. Not in competition, I don't think. Maybe in competition. So what would Mr. Adams do about the length that we've been talking about after this? My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Maruyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to HawaiiPain.com for more information. Call 452-1379. 952-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Here's the local rules sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Barney Adams, founder of Adams Golf, creator Tight Lies, creator and advocate Tee It Forward, manufacturing entrepreneur of the year in 1999, and now the proponent of the stability shaft from Breakthrough Technologies. He's got some ideas about the length that we're going. And, of course, Bryson DeChambeau with the fitness leading the charge. Bryson did say, it's not for everybody. Just don't go out there. You really got to know what you're doing. Welcome into the clubhouse, Barney Adams.
Well, thanks for having me, Danielle. How have you been?
Oh, really good. And you, sir?
Hey, I'm 81. I'm still moving. What can I tell you?
And you're still thinking.
I can't stop that. Not always productive, but I can't stop.
So you're talking about the golfer of tomorrow. 350-yard carry, and in Bryson's world, it's even longer.
Right.
Clubhead speeds, instructors teaching distances, gym sessions. Is there a whole shelf of steroids, or is this all just what the guys are doing? Is often a question some people ask. What do you think of all this?
Well, I don't think it's good for the game. I think that the game has, and if you take a look at Augusta, to me, Augusta is the epitome of the professional golf tournaments. And the game has flourished and lasted over the years because it's a compendium of skills, long shots, medium shots, short shots, putting, thinking, the whole deal. It's not just guerrilla golf where you can, wind up and hit it 370, and then even if you don't hit your next shot very well, you're so close to the green that you're not going to get hurt badly, and so on and so forth. I don't think that's healthy.
So what are we going to do? I mean, the genie's out of the bottle. Maybe the USGA and the RNA, do you think they should freeze it or roll it back?
No, I think if it were me, and it isn't, we'll be very clear about that. It is not me at all. But if it were me, if you fool around with a golf ball, you're going to get lawsuits. Golf balls are a big business, and between the manufacturers, and let's say Bryson himself, for example, let's suppose they rolled the ball back to take away the advantage he's worked so hard to achieve. He's going to talk to his lawyer. That's his livelihood you're talking about, and that would be fair. What I would do is I would change. I don't know how golf balls are made, so I'm out of my league here specifically. I would change the dimple pattern and or the context of the golf ball to make it spin more. Because when it spins more, the higher the club head speed, the more it's going to spin. So now we're saying to the super high spin creator golfers, okay, you can do this, but you better hit it under control, because when it starts spinning, you're going to find yourself, over by the concession stand someplace. And that's what I would do. And if you look back in time, actually, golf balls many years ago did spin more. And then over the years, they've made them so they still get airborne, but they don't spin quite as much. And you see these monstrous drives that start off specifically left or right. That's one thing that's changed tremendously. Down the left side of the fairway, and starting to cut back, but then they kind of flatten out and just drop and roll.
Well, I would make that a more skill-based shot by adding spin to the golf ball.
Interesting. Interesting. Because it would be nice if it wasn't, earlier in the show, I love drive chip putt for the kids. I think that's a great event. But when golf turns into drive chip putt, then it's boring.
It is. Yeah, it is boring. It's exactly right. And like I say, I think just kind of mark this. Let's see what Augusta does.
They are
the preeminent event, the preeminent golf course, so they have great pride in their facility and the way they run the tournament. And if their golf course gets beat up on physically, then you might see them make some change themselves, irrespective of the golf ball. For example, I'll call it the Lon Hinkle rule. You probably don't remember that, but years ago he was playing in the USGA championship, the U.S. Open, and I forget what hole it was, but he took a shortcut. He cut across to another fairway, did a big, high, booming drive, and had a short iron into the green. Well, the next morning, there was a tree there. So much, it's a true story. You can look it up. So much for his path. But you could do things like, if you're Augusta, I've only been there once, and I don't really know, and I don't have an intimate knowledge of the place by any stretch. But if you couldn't add trees, you could maybe, ironically, move the tees up a little bit so that the angle to get up over these trees that they're carrying to cut corners would be almost impossible because you'd be too close to them. So to force you to play the hole the way it's designed, the dog leg left or right. There's a lot of things that you can do. I don't know how many, if any, Augusta's going to do them. They have Mr. Fazio as their advisor, who I think is the best in the business. So we'll see.
We'll see. But he did come out. I mean, Augusta National did come out and say, we're looking at it carefully. It's not good. He didn't condemn it. He didn't say anything specific. It's
right.
So wonderful how they phrase things, but you knew that they're not liking this trend,
yeah.
And something
yeah.
needs to be done. I also like your thought about, I don't like the green books, the yardage books, rather. I mean, stop staring at these books.
I'm really against those things. I made a snarky comment. I said, well, why don't you just have a staff meeting? Get two or three of your advisors together and stand there on the green and, talk for half an hour.
Well, that's what it seems like. Sometimes it's coming to.
Yeah.
I think the first round was naturally it was wet and it was they were talking about mud balls. There's nothing they can do about that, fortunately. And there's no cleaning the mud ball up. You also have one note to the PGA Tour that I find it's about time, and that is. And let me ask you to explain stroke penalties for what?
Well, let me back up a step again. Professional golf, which is what we're talking about now, professional golf is television entertainment. It's a TV show. If there were no television, there would be no professional golf. It's great that the fans can go and have a good time and so on, but as we have seen this year, from a financial standpoint, the fans aren't make or break. It's TV and of course the advertising and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a TV show. Well, one thing I do in a TV show is I would say to each competitor, for everybody in the field, here's the time allotment. You violate the time allotment, it's a one-stroke penalty. No warnings, no nothing. You're all adults. Get on with it. It's the slow play thing. And the books, of course, are part of it. They're standing on the green, having discussions in the books about which way the green goes and which way the green book goes and so on. That's what practice rounds are for. You can establish that in practice rounds. Then you just go play, and then you just get your butt around the golf course.
So the minute the tee goes into the ground, every player is then on the clock.
On the clock. The clock just started. Yep.
And what would your clock? Is it 45 seconds?
I don't know what it is. They've got data.
Yes.
That I don't have the data off the top of my head, but I know they've got good numbers. Okay. It's realistic. It's fair. It's just that don't stand out there all day long. And again, I'm being materialistic here. Now you got me sitting in a chair watching TV, and I'm getting tired of watching these guys stand around, leap through the book. So I'm not gonna watch the event. I'm gonna switch over to something else. That's bad for professional golf.
Perfectly said. They never want you to change the channel. This is
right.
Yes, Barney right. Adams. He's founder of Adams Golf, creator of Tight Lies, creator and advocate of Tee It Forward. And Barney, when we first talked about Tee It Forward, it was like some kind of strange concept that no one, but then all of a sudden, it started making sense to people for monetary reasons, for getting people to get to the golf course, to have fun, to enjoy the game. It was perfect. Thank you so much for being on show. I hope they start listening to you on this particular item.
Well, who knows? as I said, I appreciate you having me on. In fact, I appreciate anything these days. But normally, I just get to sit in the corner for most of the time.
Well, we can't have you sitting in the corner. You'll have to be on the show again soon, okay?
Okay. Thanks for having me on, Danielle.
Absolutely. Barney Adams, aloha. We're going to come back. Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and golf commentator, of course, Golf Channel and NBC Sports. And this week, it's live from the Masters. It's hours of analysis and looking at what's happening on the golf course. And we're going to talk with Mark right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
We got some tee times to tell you about Waikele. No, we couldn't get through. Kapolei web only. Bayview has an 836, a 912, a 1010, and an 1120. So give them a call at 247-0451. And by the way, Bayview celebrated the Coast Guard Commander's birthday yesterday. So celebrate your birthday at Bayview. And if you'd like to build team spirit at your company, book your next golf tournament at Bayview. Eric will help you get organized. You can reach him at 247-0451, extension 2.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451, extension 1, to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
Hey, I forgot to mention, we have a contest for you. You can win a gift certificate at Bayview Golf Course. You just have to be the ninth caller this time, and the number is 545-1111. What's worse than living with constant pain, not doing anything about it? Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to HawaiiPain.com for more information. Call 452-1379. 952-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Oh, my God, I'm missing so much. It's all happening at the Masters. Mark Rolfing is there, golf analyst and golf commentator for Golf Channel and NBC Sports, live from at the Masters. When it's not on television and CBS, you turn to Golf Channel and they'll give you a complete update. And you can go in, of course, and DVR it so it's recorded. Mark, welcome into the clubhouse.
Well, thank you for having me, Danielle, and hello to everybody out in the islands. Hope you're enjoying this Masters. It is going to be a special one.
It is a special one. The first day watching Tiger Woods, was it a 67 or was it that a 68? I don't know. It was a tremendous.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about this leaderboard going into the last two rounds, and you've got the top three players in the world. The top three ranked players are all tied for the lead. But for me, one of the big stories is the fact that both Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods played great. Phil's not playing very well today, but there are just some tremendous stories. And with all the challenges that we've had with COVID and everything else, you know, there was a real likelihood in the summer, you and I talked about it, Danielle, that there wasn't even going to be a Masters at all. And to have it and have it unfold like this, I think we deserve it, actually.
Yes, we do. We do deserve having the fun that we're having. I mean, you've got College Game Day happening at Augusta National. We've got Dustin Johnson separating himself from the pack. He's now a 12 under. How about Sungjae Im at 10 under? This is well, he's on 16 already, so he has to be moving like at 10 under. It's a good thing going into Sunday. But isn't he the young man who never takes the day off?
He plays golf every day. It doesn't matter if there's no tournament, he'll go find a game at some local course wherever he is staying. But, you know, he's got a tough task ahead of him. Dustin Johnson is driving the ball great. And the one thing you don't want to do is let Dustin Johnson get a lead, as he showed us this summer, particularly up in Boston, where he won Northern Trust just going away. He is a terrific front runner, and you don't want to let Dustin get three or four shots clear. He is very tough in that position.
Yeah. Okay. John Rahm, when I turned off the TV last night because it was all over, he had decided to play even after the horn stopped play for darkness, but you could choose to continue. He didn't hit a very good shot. How did he do when he came back?
Well, he made the putt at 13, but then he had a strange stretch this morning out there, Danielle. I don't know what he was doing at the 15th hole. I really thought John Rahm would take the lead because he still had five holes to play this morning. There was no wind. He drove it right in the middle of the fairway at the par 5 15th. His ball was sitting on the top of the hill, 240 yards from the hole, and he laid up. Now, maybe there was some mud on the ball. I don't know. I obviously wasn't out there. I was on the set watching this. But then he hit his third shot that never even touched the green, absolutely airmailed the green. Then he chipped it up from there and didn't get it on the green. So wow. He played a very strange 15th hole and was only even par from that way on. And did not get the lead, and really, I thought, lost some momentum he could have obtained.
Yeah, absolutely. Justin Thomas, a lot of people rooting for Justin. He's, you know, he said, I don't have to play long. I don't have to bulk up to play long. Yeah, I love that. You know, he's like, I can do this without getting all big, because he's not a big guy, right?
No, he's not. And, you know, there was so much talk about Bryson DeChambeau and early in the week and what he was potentially going to do by bringing Augusta National to its knees. And yeah, I think everybody really got tired of it. I watched Justin Thomas's press conference, and he was asked more questions about Bryson DeChambeau than he was about himself. And that's going to eventually irritate a guy, but no, Justin is not going to bulk up. And as a matter of fact, when I look at all the other players on the PGA Tour, I don't see one player yet who is going to make the commitment to do what DeChambeau did, because once you go down that road, you can't turn back. And I don't know. I think it may end up being unique to DeChambeau, and I don't think you'll see a lot of guys trying it.
Yeah, you know, just like the same length irons, that never took off. He's a singular person with a different kind of mindset, and if it works for him. But you know exactly what you said. Once you go down that road, you can't change course, because he's going to have to keep with this to stay competitive. Otherwise, his body's going to it's going to be very difficult. Patrick Reed. Yes, go ahead,
the
please.
The other thing, just, you know, along with it, in order to do that, he had to totally go to a scientific approach to play the game. There's two ways, really, to play golf. You can play it by science, or you can play it as a form of art. There are artists and there are scientists. There's only a few scientists. And science in golf works in certain places. But the one place I don't think it works is Augusta National, because you need creativity, you need imagination, you need to paint a picture in your mind of what you're going to do out there. And a pure scientific approach, to me, just does not fit with what Augusta National is all about.
I personally agree with you 100%. It is pretty amazing to watch him cut corners the way he did, going straight across the treetops. You know, that is amazing to watch. But over and over and over again, I've said the long drive, you know, it's interesting, but it's not as appealing as watching the art of the game of golf being played. The power of the game is impressive, but it doesn't hold me. The art of the game of golf, that holds me. Watching somebody a special, you know, coming out of the bunker and as it curls into the hole, or what was it? You know, I don't think this could ever be repeated. Certainly was when he skipped the ball across the pond and into the hole, John Rahm, his second hole in one before play even started. That was pretty amazing. That was art.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And part of the intrigue of golf to me is the different ways that you can play the game. And you look at the shorter hitters and guys that have won the Masters. Zach Johnson won the Masters. Trevor Immelman won the Masters. Mike Weir won at Augusta National. They certainly couldn't overpower it. And I think part of the intrigue and allure of golf is the strategy that you need to have to play the game. It's not just about power, and I think you're going to see that this weekend. You're going to see a lot of different styles, trying to win that green jacket.
Yeah, Matt Kuchar, Henrik Stenson, Gary Woodland, Matt Wolf, Tyrrell Hatton, Kevin Kisner, Jason Day, Francesco Molinari, they did not make the cut. A lot of guys didn't feel comfortable with the speed of the greens, the speed of the golf course. It's interesting watching Tiger and how the first day he was on fire. He was lit. He felt so comfortable. I don't see that same enthusiasm. Is it just because he's not getting, the putts aren't dropping?
Yeah, but that's his problem all year, Danielle. The fact is, and you and I've talked about this before, he's just not the putter that he used to be. He still is a wonderful iron player. That's the most important thing at Augusta National, I think. It is a second shot golf course, but eventually when you're not holding putts, it's going to wear you down mentally. I thought he had a chance to go even lower yesterday than he did, but did not putt particularly well. He doesn't even putt close to the way he did when he was at his best. And he certainly is not as good a player as most, good a putter as most of these guys at the top of the leaderboard. You know, he's got the bad back. It makes it really hard for him to practice. Putting is the hardest thing to practice when you've got a bad back. And the other thing is he can't practice in general as much as he used to, because he's a single dad. He's got two kids and he's in a carpool. And it's just not the same situation as what he had 20 years ago when he was dominating. But it's his putting, really, that's holding him back now.
Wait a minute. When you said he's in a carpool, are you serious?
I'm serious. How'd you like to be in a carpool with Tiger Woods?
That's so cool. I mean, does anybody think Tiger Woods is in a carpool? You just laid us, just brought us right back to, you know, like life. Life continues. And while we watch everybody playing golf and wonder, you know, how they're doing, why aren't they doing this or that, there's something called life that happens in addition to their career, which is so demanding. We get off the air or we get out of work, we clock out, and we're done. These guys, you know, we watch them play, and then they play and they play and they practice and they do this and that, and they've got a full plate constantly. Stand by one. KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. Yeah, I thank you very much for saying that. One thought, you know, I'm looking at this leaderboard, and I'm looking at Hideki Matsuyama, and I know we've said this before. He's played in the Masters for a very long time. As an amateur, twice in a row, when he won the Asia Pacific Cup that they came out with, the Masters created that, bringing more Asian players into the fold. Do you think Hideki could do it this year? How's his putting?
I think he could. Well, you hit the nail on the head. The key for him is going to be putting. He's always been a great ball striker, but he is putting the best that I've seen him in a long, long time. I watched him a lot this summer during the FedEx Cup playoffs, even in Houston last week, and he is putting great. The issue with Hideki, you know, that still concerns me, Danielle, is the pressure on him because of his heritage, because of where he's from, and because of what it would mean for a Japanese player to win the Masters. He's got a pressure on him that nobody else in this field has. He's got the weight of the entire country on his shoulders. We saw it a few years ago. He had a chance to win the PGA Championship. It kind of let it get away. It let it slip away, and it really affected him. And I watch him with this throng of media that follow him around, and photographers taking pictures of him no matter where he goes, even into the Port-a-John. You know, it's just got to be suffocating, and that's something that the rest of these players don't have to go through.
So, you know, he's Tiger of Japan.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's what he's dealing with. So what are you, who are you watching? Anybody, you know, any dark horses that stand out for you?
Well, no. Because of the quality of the top of the leaderboard here, I don't think you're going to have any kind of a fluke or a real surprise winner. You know, Dustin Johnson has been my favorite. He's still my favorite. I liked McIlroy a lot this week, but then he shot 75 on Thursday. He's fighting his way back. The issue is not how many strokes you're behind right now. If you're chasing Dustin Johnson, it's really how many players are between you and the lead. And the leaderboard is so bunched that there's a lot of players in there, and there's a lot of really good players. So, Thomas, Rahm, Johnson, Cantlay, Masayama, maybe. I think your winner's going to come from that group.
From that group, even though Rory, I mean, when you are so wonderful. Mark Rolfing said, you know, I apologize to everybody. I picked Rory McIlroy, and here he is, you know, shot a 75, and then he comes back with a 66. That's not the first time he's done that, is it?
No, for some reason, he just can't get started. He doesn't play the first hole well. He doesn't play the first nine well. I mean, in his last five Masters out here, I think he's like 4 under par on the front side and 24 under on the back. For some reason, he is a slow starter, always has been.
Yep.
But he's coming back now. I feel like he just dug himself a little too deep a hole, and if he were chasing any other player or players than Dustin Johnson, he might have a chance. But Dustin Johnson just played a three-hole stretch. Now, the second, third, and fourth hole at Augusta, the par is nine. There's a par five, a par four, and a par three. Oh, excuse me, the par is 12 for those three holes. He just played them in eight strokes. He made an eagle and two birdies. You know, that shows you the kind of combination of power and finesse. Johnson's going to be tough to catch here.
Yeah, I'm hearing you. You know, and there was a time when Dustin may have faltered at the end, but I think that time is over. He's a different kind of cat right now. He's almost more he talks more. He's more expressive. You know, he doesn't give you four words. He actually gives you a couple of sentences. I find him very interesting. Maybe it's being a father. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. He has really matured, not only as a player, but as a person. He came here in 2017 playing the best golf of his life. He had won three tournaments in a row, and he fell down the stairs, you know, and hurt his arm and couldn't actually even tee off in the Masters. That would have been his best chance to win. But frankly, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, when he was playing really well, I don't think mentally he was mature enough to win the Masters. He seemed kind of lost. And you're right. You know, he's a much different person now. He's much more mature. And he's got all the aspects of the game. He's putting a lot better, really, than he has at any point in his career. His caddy, his brother Austin, has really matured. I didn't think he was a very good caddy or really a great caddy at all early in his career. And everything is just coming together for Dustin Johnson. I think he's going to be the number one player for some time. McIlroy just holed it, by the way, out of the bunker at number 12. Looked like he had hit it in the water. It went in the front bunker, and he holed it. So another birdie for McIlroy.
Wow. This is one exciting tournament as it unfolds. This is the Masters Championship. It's in November. You've got to watch it because the colors are completely different. The field is amazing. Dustin Johnson is out in front by three strokes right now. John Rahm, Justin Thomas, Abraham Anser, all chasing just three, and then four back is Sebastian Munoz. There's such a wonderful field. And thank you so much. After live from, you've been talking for hours. Mark Rolfing, thanks for being on the show with me this morning.
Always love talking with you, and can't wait to see y'all out there in the island soon.
Come back soon. Okay, we'll talk soon.
All right, Danielle.
Aloha. Mark Rolfing, he is Golf Channel, of course, analyst and commentator. You can see him on Golf Central. You can see him at live from during this Masters week. Catch it. And hey, speaking of catching, John Rhodes over in Hilo, so exciting that you won. I haven't heard from anybody in Hilo. John, thank you so much. And thank you to our wonderful sponsors, Aloha Power Equipment. They've got the moving sale continuing until the store is empty. Shindaiwa and Maruyama, 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Aloha Power Equipment is where you go for your power equipment needs. Waipahu, Sand Island, everything you need to weed it, whack it, mow it, and blow it. And that's Aloha Power Equipment, your Honda superstore. You know, what's worse than living with constant pain? Well, trying to ignore it. You can't ignore it. You're always tired. You're always grumpy. So do something about it. Who do you say? I see Dr. Jonathan Carlson, 452-1379. His manner is very understanding, with one thing top of mind, eliminating that pain. The Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic is in Kailua, where the Aloha Spirit meets innovation and patient care. And Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe, Oahu's best value in golf. There's a double-deck driving range with top tracer at each station, socially distanced on the covered driving range, so it doesn't matter, rain or shine, you're protected. On the course, there are fewer tee times for social distancing. You do need to call and make a tee time, because that way there's not so much crossing each other's paths around the pro shop, okay? So challenge your friends in the virtual mode at Bayview Golf Course. Have some fun at Bayview Golf Course. It's BayviewHawaii.com, 247-0451, 247-0451. Extension 1, if you'd like to make a tee time. Extension 2, if you'd like to get into touch with Eric and make, an arrangement to have your tournament there. And by the way, you know, it hasn't been raining much, but when it does, things change in a building when it's been really hot and dry. So if you get a flood or fire disaster, call MD Restoration, 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service, totally COVID compliant, mold remediation, flood, fire, dirty water cleanup, carpet, upholstery cleaning, and they're licensed contractors. So you see, MD Restoration can clean it up and fix it. And their number is 528-3434. You can always listen to the show streaming live or via podcast. It's radiogolfclub.com. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2020.